From news across the world to events in your community. Hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. So we launch into another interview this morning. Heather Schneider's on the line, the Health Systems Training Specialist at Transitions of Pennsylvania. That's still a new title for her. So I'll ask about that very briefly, but we're going to talk about Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Good morning, Heather. Thank you for another
one. Good morning.
And we really appreciate your call-ins all the time. How is this health systems training specialist working? I know you're working with EMTs and police and lawmen and lawwomen and so on around here.
Right. It's going well. Doing a lot for the medical professionals in our community. And we're just getting together and making sure that they are understanding victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, what they might say, how they might act, how they might present when they come into the emergency departments, even pharmacists, you know, working with filling prescriptions for individuals, being able to recognize some signs and be able to make some referrals to us. And so it's a work in progress, and we're building this partnership with a lot of the medical professionals in the area, not only just the emergency room departments, but doctor's offices, and like you said, you know, EMT, first responders. We did trainings with the American Red Cross locally, and so it's been going well.
Well, that's great, continuing education for all of these folks, and there's so much to learn as we learn more and more about a wide range of topics, but domestic violence and sexual assault and just trauma in general as it impacts people and how we can best respond. Well, this is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, so tell us about that.
Well, we're doing a lot with Sexual Assault Awareness Month, obviously, to talk about events, and we just had a day of action yesterday where we all wore teal at the office, took pictures, posted on social media. It's 30 days of Sexual Assault Awareness Month. It's a challenge put out by the National Sexual Violence Resource Center to post daily thoughts, artwork, information, data, messages to survivors. We discuss activism, ways to stay grounded throughout the work that we do. It gets pretty stressful, and it gets a little unnerving sometimes. But and we talk about safety online, because the theme for Sexual Assault Awareness Month this year is building safe. My goodness, I'm losing my voice. Building safe online spaces together. So we talk about safety online. We talk about digital consent. We talk about self-care tips. And just in general, bring education and awareness to sexual assault, and especially the trauma that is around sexual assault, and the resources and the services that we're able to provide as an agency.
And tell us about some events or activities that you have planned.
Sure. So this coming Monday, the 11th, we are having a Take Back the Night event. And this will be at the 15th Street Park, the large shade pavilion there across from the tennis courts in Lewisburg. And we're going to, from 5 to 7, we're going to have speakers, we're going to talk, we're going to bring awareness to Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and our featured speaker, her name is Gigi Gilroy, and she is a survivor herself who has emerged as a strong, very strong advocate, and shares her passion with that of her journey for healing, and more importantly, her message of hope to survivors of all ages. She just put out a book that was released earlier this year, January, and its title is From Within: My Path of Hope and Healing from Sexual Abuse. So she's a very strong speaker. We'll hear more about her journey and for that evening, and just be able to share with each other and support each other. And that's the biggest thing, supporting survivors, victims and survivors of sexual assault throughout this, always, but especially throughout this month, to bring more attention to this topic.
any other events on the calendar itself?
Not this is our actually we're excited about being able to have an in-person event. This will be the first time in well over a year and a half that we will be able to bring everybody together. So most of our events are online. We're just hoping that people will follow us on Facebook and our Instagram page to check out everything that we're posting, learn more about our agency, learn more about days of action that are carried out through the 30 days of Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and just follow us and share any thoughts and any comments that you wish to share on those pages.
Now, this is Monday, this coming Monday, the 11th. Take Back the Night. Again, we've been on marches and speaking opportunities and then Zoom in recent years. But you're going to be out at the 15th Street Park in East Buffalo Township. What time is this beginning?
From 5 o'clock to 7. Or thereabouts. If people need to stick around and talk longer, we'll have quite a few staff members there that will be able to talk if somebody needs to share or even make a disclosure. Sometimes, you know, these events really are what encourages and empowers a victim to share their information and receive some of the services and the resources that we're able to provide.
So you're going to make sure that you're there for that person when they step forward. Why do we have to, you know, you and I have had this conversation off and on now for about, 8 or 9 years or so. Why do we have to keep talking about Sexual Assault Awareness Month? Are we forgetting the awareness, or is there, we still have a distance to go?
Well, we're making great strides, definitely, but you know, the thing of it is there's we can only control what we do in our lives. We can control what we say, but unfortunately we can't control what other people say and do, and there's still people out there that feel that, you know, they have a right to do what they want to do forcibly and not take into consideration the other person's rights to say yes or no, you know, to actually give consent. And the thing of it is sexual violence affects hundreds of thousands of Americans each year. And even though, like I said, we are making great progress, only roughly 25 out of every 1,000 rapists will ever end up in prison. So there's a lot that we have to do to bring not only education and awareness to victims and survivors that we believe them and they matter and their voices count and we're here for them and we support them in all ways. But, you know, hopefully be able to educate individuals to get consent and to not commit sexual abuse or rape, or understand that there are rights involved of the people that you're in a relationship with or that you're thinking of engaging in intimate situations with. And it's not something that you can just take. It's not something that you can just, without any consideration to the other person's feelings, just go ahead and feel that you have the right to do what you want to do. So hopefully we're educating everyone involved as to what the right thing to do here is with getting consent. And, you know, even digital consent, we talk about how it's necessary to get consent in person, but people have asked, well, what's digital consent? Well, it's you know, asking someone if it's okay if you post a picture of them online. Maybe they don't want their picture online, or maybe it's a picture that they don't want posted because of the personal situation that picture reflects. So there's a lot of ways that we need to bring respect and be honorable about how we're treating other people.
And this is a strange question maybe for you, but every person who's called in or been on this show for the past 6 months, I've asked this question: in what way is the worker shortage impacting your work?
Well, we are hiring, and if you check out our website, you will see that there are positions that are available, and we've had a pretty good, strong staff throughout, even throughout COVID, and we've been treated exceptionally fair with how things, how we are looked at as employees, and our jobs are not easy, and our management, our leadership team recognizes that. And so, you know, we participate a lot in staff self-care events that are just for us. We, you know, have quite a bit of time off if we need. The work that we do is difficult, and the work that we do is taxing. But one of the things that we all possess as staff members of this agency is a commitment to provide the best possible services to the clients, victims, survivors, individuals that reach out to us needing those services and those resources from us. So we have a few positions open. We have hired some pretty amazing people over the past year and a half that are really filling out our agency and really getting us to 100%, and we're able to continue to do. We never skipped a beat. When we needed to fill a position, there were other people that stepped up and stepped in, and we never dropped the ball.
I know that sometimes the sexual assault nurse examiners are in demand up at Evangelical Community Hospital as well, so that the sane nurses. Okay, well, we're just about out of time. Transitionsofpa.org. You got an event Monday night at 5 p.m. at the 15th Street Park Outdoors. What else would you like to tell us? We have a moment left.
Well, in the moment left, I need to remind everybody that June 8th is our live auction. We're going to be in person again. It's 5:30 to 8:30 at the Everett Dining Hall at Susquehanna University. It's our 34th annual auction. The silent auction is a virtual auction that runs from June 2nd through June 8th, so you'll be able to bid online for those things. And then the live auction on the evening of June 8th, we have, again, dinners, trips, items, artwork, baskets for the silent auction. Our sponsors, we're still looking for anybody that wants to sponsor, be a sponsor for this auction. You know, we're more than welcome to talk with you. And right now we have silver is Evangelical Community Hospital. Bronze sponsors are Bucknell University and Mifflinburg Bank and Trust. Others are Service Electric, the CALP Agency, Lewisburg Plastic Surgery and Dermatology, EXP Realty. And once again, we look forward to our amazing auctioneer, Lori Hess-Lover of Hess's Auctioneering. And she'll be there on the live auction to hopefully get some top bids for some of these items, and we really want to make this a success. You can look on our website at www.transitionsofpa.org for registration, additional information, or if you have an item that you'd like to donate, you know, just reach out to us, get in touch with us, and write that date down of June 8th, and hopefully we'll see a lot of people back in action at our live auction.
Well, fantastic. Thank you so much, Heather. Thanks for all the information. Thanks for all you're doing and keeping this going. Transitionsofpa.org. Thank you, Heather.
Thank you. Take care, Mark.
Thank you. Heather Schneider is a health systems and training specialist at Transitions of PA.